Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and a little bit about curling. But most important, this is hugely important.
Hugely.
The phone lines are 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Should you have any questions you want to ask us, but more importantly, to beat Mr. Gilbert on pick the theme of the music this week.
So we're not doing movie themes anymore?
Nope. This is a...
Because I'm too good at it?
This is a artist.
Oh, an artist.
Guess who the artist.
Yeah, guess who the artist is. Okay, so it's not a theme, just guess who the artist is.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's to win a free tune-up. You can choose whether you want a furnace or air conditioner, because you know what? We're almost into spring. It's almost spring's here.
Sprinter.
You know, I don't see any snow when I look out the window anymore, so spring must be on the way.
And we're talking 10 degrees next week.
Perfect.
Right?
We have a question about that.
Do we?
That you'll get a little kick out of.
But. Okay.
We're two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning heating contractor. 801 following us, went over the 800. Three up three from last week.
Impressive.
We also received the Community Votes London 2023 results.
Do you want a drum roll?
So we got gold in the air conditioning, cleaning, and repairs. We got silver in the heating, cooling,
okay,
gas fitting and piping,
and
the furnace repair and maintenance.
Okay, so we're in the top three.
So thanks for everybody who took the time out to vote for us. We
yes, thank you.
Appreciate that.
We appreciate that. Yep, thank you.
You might have heard me laughing at this as I was trying to do my intro because Juan was waving at me like, hey, we're going on the air like in 30 seconds and you don't even have your headphones on. And then I look at you, Mr. Gilbert, and you're on your phone. They're still wrapped up.
I'm relaxed.
You hear
yes.
the intro music.
I gotta jump here and say something.
Okay.
So radio people that do radio every day, for some of us, those milliseconds is still like, it feels like an hour.
Yeah, exactly.
But normally, you guys are, because you guys are here like always like on time, you guys are well prepared with your headphones before like nine, you guys are already ready to go, right?
Yeah.
So this time I'm looking and I'm like staring at you guys and you guys are having a laugh, just having a conversation, laughing and smiling. I was
no
like,
idea what time it is, yes.
You know what? It was, and you didn't even plug your headphones.
I did not, yes. I was not plugged in.
So I was like, okay. And then it's closer. We're doing the disclaimer, and I'm like, okay, I got to let them know. So I start waving at Peter.
Yeah.
But Juan, you know the introduction so well. You could just wing it.
Right? Oh, I'll do it.
I know.
People will say, like, well, Peter sounds a little bit spicy today.
Yes, he does.
Caliente,
very spicy,
but
yes.
I could do it.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to put a heartfelt, one of our partners, Rob Codo's grandmother, passed away.
Yes.
Funeral's taking place today, and we just want to say we're thinking of the Rob, of you and your family, and, hopefully everything goes well today as well as it can be.
Yes.
Anyways. So, I hope a listener beats you today, Steve, to be honest.
You hope a listener beats me every day.
Now, do you want a break? We had an exciting time last week, right up to Sunday.
Oh, it was great. Yes, the congratulations to all the volunteers for the men's and women's provincial championships that were held in the Flight Exec Center in Dorchester.
The Clash on the Thames.
Yeah, it was a great event. I mean, that's some of, if you went to see some of those games, that's some of the best curling you're going to see. There's a lot of great, great shot making made. So I just want to say congratulations to Bob and Aiden and all the volunteers. You did a bang up job and everybody had a great time.
But you didn't even tell them about the greatest thing. We have a team King from London.
Right.
Going into the last end of a game, down four.
Right.
99.9% of us would have shook hands and walked off.
Right.
Lost.
Yep.
They play. They get four.
They tie the game.
Tie the game. Go to the extra end or overtime in hockey.
And win.
And win it.
Yes.
And then the next morning, they kind of take handily, unfortunately, our team.
Yes.
That Mulima.
Didn't we sponsor King last year?
Yes, we did.
Yes. Yeah. Why do we change racehorses?
We're just wait until I get to the end.
All right. Yeah.
And then
I'm sure Jaden wants to talk to us, right?
Yeah. And then they go into the next game, win it pretty handily.
Yes.
Then they go into the semifinal against Epping.
Yep.
Most people are going, well, Epping's got this. You know, that'll be it. They beat Epping.
Yes, they did.
Go to the final.
Against the Howard team.
Who has won it 21 times.
Yes, and they had a great game.
Yep. Take them to an extra end.
Yes.
But, you know, just one of those where you're just going, wow.
It was a little bit of a Cinderella story. It was great. And so I just hope that all you people, like all you Curl Canada and Curl On people, this is my political statement, can take light of this and make room for some of these young teams who are up and coming and give them a chance to play and things like this instead of always kowtowing to the, you know, the important teams in Canada. These teams need a chance to play.
Now, that's what the points bet championship is for.
Okay.
So if you win the college university championships, mm-hmm. you get an entry into that.
Do you?
So okay. Now it's you lose one game, you're out.
Wow, that's kind of harsh, but the other ones seem to get all the royalties.
Yep.
But I'm just saying.
Just keep an eye. Points bet, you know, points bet London, you never know when that could happen.
Okay, so. Just keep your, just allow those teams a chance to play. That's all I'm asking.
And I had a wonderful talk with Mark Idison.
Yes.
He was.
Right next to us.
Yep, wheeled in, and we had a chat and talked about why don't we have the World Wheelchair Championship here in London.
It's true.
I thought, well, he's calling me out.
So, yes, he is.
So we may investigate that.
Yes.
But my first question, and it was kind of neat, my first question was how many accessible rooms do we have in London? Because if you bring in all these.
It's a good question, right?
And he said to me, I don't understand why hotels don't make every room accessible because if it's accessible for us, it's accessible for
everybody. It's true.
And said, you know, they should just make the whole hotel like that.
Right.
And I looked at him and said, are you going to build a hotel? Is that what you're telling me in London here? But so anyways, it was a lot of fun to sit and talk with him. But we're not doing too well. We're already overshot our first one. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. We'll be right back. Beauty queen of only 18. Well,
should I give the listeners a chance to call in on this one because I can name it quickly? I'm just asking.
Well, we'll ask one question and then we'll
let you answer.
Trying to let the listeners.
AL?
Yep. 519-643-2222, 1-866-354-8255.
I mean, just because I don't know Taylor doesn't mean I don't know, you know.
Hey, Taylor's going to be at the Super Bowl.
Of course she is.
Yes. So that's like more exciting than everything else at the whole Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, Swifties. Swifties will be just swarming over lots.
Swifties. So now there's going to be more people watching the Super Bowl because of Taylor.
That's right. So should we have a commercial on there? Maybe Chorus Radio would pay for us to have our
maybe
our
sure,
radio
$30 million.
We could ask for just for like a
10 second commercial.
Yeah.
It's worth it, you know.
Absolutely.
Maybe they can fly all three of us to Vegas to do our show live from outside the Super Bowl.
It sounds like something Pierre Inch could do.
That's right. Not Peter Inch and Associates, there. But Peter Inch could do. Yes, yeah. All by him. Yes,
you guys
exactly.
can fly the producer as well, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll throw that out there.
I don't see any phone calls.
I don't. Go ahead, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, do you want the band or do you want the artist?
Who sung that song?
Adam Levine.
No.
Maroon 5.
Right.
Well, I said, do you want the band or the artist?
But the artist is Maroon
You got
5.
Both.
Thank you. I know I got both. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Well, that was kind of anticlimactic.
Right? Wow, that's almost as good as Armageddon, right?
That was an easy one, which is good, though. It cannot be always hard. Yeah. So you got one. Good. But
thanks. Yeah, there is hope, right?
No. It's good. Well, last time you disappointed me.
Oh. Yes,
but now I got
yes,
you back.
You did.
So
okay,
we're good now. Yeah, okay. We're good.
Thank
Steve.
You. I appreciate that.
I'll just give you a warning. Next week will be hard because I've already picked it, got it already ready.
Let me guess it now?
Sure. Go ahead. It's going to be hard.
Actually, I have a question. Do you still remember what was the artist last week?
No, I'm trying to remember that right now, actually.
I knew it. It went into my head.
Yeah, the female artist that from last week.
Alicia Keys.
That's it. Alicia Keys. Yeah. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, I have to give a shout out to one of our customers.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, I'll give a shout out to two of our customers. I was in Exeter yesterday and... just want to give a shout out to Robert Robillard. He's a customer, longtime customer, and he was Craig's teacher, and he called him Craiger.
Craiger.
Yes. So I like that. So I called Craiger, and I called Craig and said, "So if I call you Craiger, does that mean anything to you? Who's calling me Craiger?" And then I stopped by one of Dean's installs. After I got my hair cut yesterday, and just to check on the boys, and a new curler, Jane. So she was,
She was at the flight.
She was at the Flight Exec Center. And so when I came in I just wanted to see the furnace, I walked in. I said, "Hi, I'm Steve." She said, "Oh, you're on the radio." And I said, "Yes, I am." So I thought I would give Jane a shout out.
Thank you, Jane.
Yes.
Appreciate the business, but we appreciate you being a curler.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you, what number haircut did you get?
A number two, Peter.
A number two.
Not number one like you, a number two.
Number one, right down to the skull. Don't have to use a brush in the morning
The next step is a razor.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah. Okay, we better get to some heating and air questions.
Why?
Because that's
We're
what
having
this show
some fun
is
here.
Supposed
oh, is
to
it?
Be
okay,
about.
It's all about heat.
Okay, we are getting our home ready to sell, and I was cleaning up some wires in the basement.
Oops.
And I now realize I cut the thermostat wire.
Oops.
Do you guys help with this?
Well, interestingly enough, if you're cleaning up some wires and because you're just trying to tidy the place up, number one, before you cut wires, you should really check to make sure that there's no voltage going through them, but because you could get shocked. But if it'll trip the breaker regardless. Anyway, yes, I mean thermostat wire, we can help with that. So I mean we run thermostat wire all the time when we're changing furnaces, and because most thermostat wires in your home to run these new thermostats have to be upgraded. So. We're constantly running thermostat wire. So, yes, we could look after that.
And it's not good to mar. Like, okay, I cut it. Maybe I can pull it, get an inch, and now I can
you
mar
mean like
all
the Bell
those
guys
wires
that do all the splicing? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, not a good idea.
Not a good idea because that can cause problems with these smart thermostats and smart furnaces.
And I would hazard a guess that when they cut that wire, their furnace stopped working. And then when they put it back together, it continued to stop working because... they would have, thank goodness there's a fuse on those furnace boards, but they would have taken the fuse out on the furnace board. And that's strictly to protect that computer board. If the fuse wasn't there, it would have been a fairly expensive repair.
And those fuses, you can take the fuse and replace it.
Yes, you can.
On a Samsung TV? You can't do that.
I sound a note of bitterness there.
No, I had to get my meter out, test the fuse. Fuse was okay.
Oh, now you're into TV repair?
Power board was gone. Nobody would sell me the power board, so I had to take it in.
I see. So. You wanted to fix the TV yourself.
I diagnosed it. I knew what was wrong.
Okay.
I was perfect.
Can you listen to yourself for a second? Can you listen to yourself? So when we get those phone calls from those people that self-diagnose?
Yep. Buy the part, put it in, and if that's not it, we go back to our diagnosis of $109.
Is that right?
And that's all I wanted was I'll buy the board, put it in. If it doesn't work, I'll bring it in and start
over. Why take that extra time when you just could have taken it in sooner and it had to been repaired faster? And then you could have watched Supergirl all those nights instead of sitting at home looking at a blank wall.
It won't fit in my car. It's a big TV.
Oh, well, how did you get it to the house in the first place?
I had to get a truck.
Okay.
To take it.
We have trucks.
Yes, we do. Okay. 58-inch Samsung. Now I have a, it was at the Flight Exec Center.
Can you even see that baby?
I have like a...
Like a computer monitor.
I don't even know what it is, 18-inch?
It's very small, yes. So. Yeah.
Anyways, back to the heating and air questions. I have a drum humidifier. Is it very effective?
Well...
Maybe explain what a drum humidifier is.
Yes. So they're drum humidifiers are the old-style water heaters where they got a rotating wheel inside the humidifier component, and it sits in a tray of water. So there's a little float thing in there, and when the water is getting used up, that float drops. That tells the water to turn on, kind of like a water bowl. If you're a farmer, you'll know understand a water bowl. Same concept. So those floats eventually get stuck, and then you'll usually get water that kind of runs over the tray and onto the floor. But they are effective. I mean, because they're effective because there's an open tray of water there, and if the heat's blowing, it's constantly going to be evaporating water. So are they effective? Yes. Are they efficient? Kind of. They're messy, and the reason we don't use them anymore is that water's not treated. So when water sits like that, and if it sits there for a period of time, it can get stagnant. They've actually traced the Legionella virus back to humidifier trays and evaporator coils, so which is a reason why we use ultraviolet lights for evaporator coils. But for humidifiers, there are different ways that we do things now, but you can still get those pads, but we would recommend that you upgrade that.
And a flow-through humidifier?
Is this okay? We're going to talk. Okay, so flow through humidifier is a different concept altogether. No standing water. It's got a pad, which is not a soft pad. It's just a pad that sits inside your humidifier casing. And then there's a valve on top. And when you need moisture and the furnace is in the heating mode, so it's actually producing heat, the solenoid valve will open to allow the water to flow down through that honeycomb pad. And then the heat's pushed through it to evaporate the water. And then when the furnace shuts off, the water shuts off. So there's never any standing water, hence no issues with Legionella virus.
And that honeycomb pad has clay on it.
Yeah, it's
to absorb the water.
Right. So
when calcium in that gets all covered, that
it's useless. So you have to replace that pad once a year, no questions.
And then number three humidifier,
steam. So your favorite. Steam humidification is really, it's a more like a box. It sits on the wall, and there'll be like radiator hoses that run over into your ductwork, and there's a nozzle in there, and they call it steam injection. And so they take a lot of power. They run on electricity, and they also tie into the furnace fan because when we're injecting steam into your ductwork, we have to increase the fan speed so that it can push that moisture away so it doesn't just sit there and condensate on your ductwork. So there's a little bit more to steam. They're not inexpensive. They're expensive humidifiers. They work very, very well. But there's a bit of work to them, to installing them. They need an electrician to wire them because they take like 240 volt. But they work great. But there's a canister in there, which it's not really annually. It's when it tells you. So when the canister has been depleted, there'll be a light on there telling you it's time to replace that canister.
And once you replace it, it's usually good to go. So maintenance is required on all humidifiers.
Exactly, yes.
So is there a...
Is there a what?
No, I was going to say, is there a fourth? But there isn't a fourth.
A fourth? Yeah, there is.
Wait a sec. We got to hang on because you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Go ahead, Steve. You know, you gloat a little bit here, you know.
Yeah, so what Maroon 5 songs did you pick?
Well, what song's that? That's your maid. Can you pick that song?
I'm just asking what...
She Maroon... Will Be Loved. See, you can't get that.
Oh, sorry.
Sunday Morning.
Okay.
And then, that was Sunday Morning.
Ah.
And then Memories. And then what do you think the last one is?
I'm not certain.
You do.
I don't know.
It's the one you went into my office. You got to watch this video. This is really cool.
Oh, the one about the weddings in Los Angeles? Yeah.
What do you put in your coffee?
I don't put anything in my
coffee. Sugar.
I don't put anything in my coffee. Thank you, but
okay.
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
It's Vanessa's reminder of the day, and I got to say this in Vanessa's voice because she put this thing at the start with 3 exclamation points.
Oh.
Happy February! For the love of your air conditioner, it is important to start thinking about your spring tune-up. Call me today to schedule your appointment and beat the heat. Spring will be here before you know it.
It certainly will.
So thank you, Vanessa, and maybe, I got to go back to this mystery humidifier. Number 4. Go ahead, Steve.
Number 4. Now we're going to go way back when you used to make a little tray of water and you put it on the registers or you put it on your wood stove or your, you know, that was the original humidifier. So, but keep in mind, plants, people, laundry, showers, baths, they all provide humidity for your home. So, but that's what they used to do.
I thought when you said that, there's a number 5 humidifier.
Oh, is there? What is it?
Used to be the original, had the T.
Oh, yes.
The little T wafer boards that would fit in it and it sucked the water
up. That was the furnace killer, that one.
That's what I thought when you started. I went, oh, yeah, it was that one.
But no. I'm going way back. Anyway, some people always just have a kettle on top of their wood stoves, right?
Yeah.
And I was at a place yesterday as well, because you sent me on a call to another person we saw at curling, Jack. And
he wants a street curling.
I know he does. Yes, and I know at Jack's place he's got a original wood stove. I mean, like the kitchen wood stoves it's actually functioning, and it's in pristine condition and it works. Like it's 1910 or 19. It's a phenomenal. Anyways, it was gorgeous, and he showed me around.
Just about the same age when you were born, 1910.
Wow! Let's look at that. Yeah, not with my spiffy new haircut. I'm not.
Not with a number 2. Okay, so this, I love this one when it came in. With it warmer outside,
right?
Should I take my air conditioning cover off?
I'm going to defer that question to you because you are the air conditioning cover expert.
Yeah, but you're killing my air conditioning
covers. I am by selling heat pumps. That's right.
But no, I would leave it on at least until March 1st.
That really surprises me that you're saying that.
March 1st, take it off, let the air.
See, but we still get a snowfall. We had a snowfall last March and a lot of snow. And so all you early cover removerers... I filled your condensing unit with snow.
That's okay. Once. Not all winter, once.
Which, so I defer to your wisdom on this one, and I would go to April 1st. I know it's not an April Fool's Day thing, but I'm saying April 1st, not March 1st.
Well, a lot of times in March, I have my air conditioner on.
Open your windows,
Peter.
Turn
it on.
Peter, open your windows.
Allergies.
There's nothing going on in March.
What was my panic this morning?
Your panic?
Yes.
You forgot something.
I forgot a Kleenex. And with allergies, you never leave the house without a Kleenex.
Are you allergic to the snow?
No, but I just say in allergies, you got to be careful. Remember what happened when I walked into Juan's office in there?
Well, yes, but that's...
And that machine in the corner that cleans the air all of a sudden went like red and high-powered, and it's like this guy is an enemy coming in here.
So what is it about you that is asking that machine to turn on and clean the air? That's what I want to know.
I don't, maybe it's the dandruff
maybe
on my
I
number one.
Maybe so. I shouldn't be in this room with you.
That's right. So that's, you know, with allergies, you take different protocol that you have to do.
All right. Okay. All right.
Oh, and we should tell the listeners about the most important date in February. Go ahead. Get it out there. We got bleachers set up for this event.
You are taking this to the, you know, way too far, but I'll humor everybody. On Tuesday, February the 27th in St. Thomas, Ontario at 6:30, there is
the most exciting curling game in Canada.
The curling game that should never happen, which is Team Inch playing Team Walker.
And I am looking forward to it.
You talk about.
Now, I have twisted my knee yesterday.
Oh, my. Here come the excuses, Juan. They're coming early. He started already. Yeah, the stick curler, who doesn't have to throw a rock properly, can just cheat and use a stick, is now complaining about a knee injury.
Yeah, knee injury. It will be better by then. I'm just giving you a heads up.
I'm more concerned about your wrist, but anyway.
No, I've don't take the wing out, and you're fine. You can't do that.
Okay.
So we'll give the listeners more information. When we get closer? Okay. But there will be four bleachers set up in the lounge just for this event.
You're inviting all your close friends.
I am inviting everybody from work. Invited all the suppliers from across Canada.
Is that right?
To come down.
Wow.
Even seeing if I can get a piper to pipe us on. Because every important curling game has a piper before it.
Does it?
So.
Okay.
So if the piper isn't there, it's not really important.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I have an in the OPP.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not going to make the game?
You could get pulled over on the way. You never know. So.
Okay.
Question came in, said, with this warm weather, does a heat pump work better?
I mean, what in this warmer weather, a heat pump will just give more heat. So when it's minus 20 outside, its heating capability, it still provides heat. It just may not provide as much. So this weather, I mean, if it's a two ton heat pump, it's going to give you lots of heating capabilities. Does that answer your question?
No, I don't. Not really.
Okay.
But so how far do they go down? What's the temperature they start?
It depends.
Inefficient.
Anything we've got them set around minus 17 is when the COP starts to flatten out to one and drop.
And what's COP mean?
Coefficient of performance. So all that means is if your COP is 3, then that heat pump, for every dollar of hydro you're using, you're getting $3 worth of heat. So it's 300% efficient. So COP is very important.
So warmer weather, better. I mean, a heat pump this year is probably going to run 11 months out of 12.
Well, just that minus 20 weather that we had for that week was probably a little tough on them, but the rest of the time they're doing all the work.
And, you know, everybody's pretty happy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they make a different noise than what your air conditioner did. So, I mean, that's the only thing just explaining that to people, but we explain that during our sales process. So, yeah.
So it is more efficient in this warmer weather.
If that's how you want to answer that question,
works better,
yes.
Okay. Provides more heat to your home. 300% efficient is a heat pump. And everyone has one in their home.
Yes, they do.
And it's called?
A refrigerator.
Yes. There you go.
Are you happy now?
Yeah. I'll give you an easy one here just before the break.
Adam Levine?
My gas.
Maroon 5, is that?
Yeah. My gas barbecue has no shut off, just the knobs on the barbecue.
Nope.
I'm being told it should have a gas shut off.
Absolutely.
Why is that?
I don't know. When your barbecue all of a sudden decides to light up and uncontrollably, as they do from time to time, and you can't get close to shut the knobs off because it's in flames, I don't know. Maybe it's a good idea if you could turn the fuel off at the source, right?
Yeah.
Instead of running downstairs trying to find where that gas line fed into the first place. So has to, by law, by TSSA, by code, has to have a shutoff before the appliance.
And we recommend the stainless steel barbecue.
Outdoor barbecue, yes.
Shutoff. Yeah. And mine's been there 14 years and looks just like the day we put it in.
Hence the stainless steel, yeah. Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, very good, Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Inch.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we'll be right back.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been
through. Go ahead, Steve. I'm giving you a little time here to gloat. You know, go right ahead.
Right. I don't need to gloat. All the listeners know I got it on the first time.
Yeah.
It's good. I even gave people time to call in and they didn't, so yeah. It's all
next
good.
Next week is tough. Just giving you a little heads up. It's gonna be a lot tougher than this week.
Okay.
Because I knew number four you'd guess right away, so because this is one of your favorite bands.
I do listen to them quite a bit, yes. Yeah.
So we got two tough questions for you.
Tough. Here.
Tough. Okay. Left them to the end.
Okay. I'm ready.
Build you up and then tear you down at the end.
Okay.
My high efficiency furnace has one pipe in the basement and one going outside. Mm-hmm. Is this normal?
So, I mean, when it comes to high-efficiency furnaces, they are approved to do that, not the best situation for them. I mean, high-efficiency was created so that these new homes being built today, it wasn't going to take any precious combustion air out of the inside of the home. It was going to get it from outside. So, high-efficiency furnaces should be, and that's what we do, piped, two-pipe system. So air into the combustion chamber and then an exhaust pipe out. That's what they should do. I mean, but there are companies out there that will just take a shortcut and just install the one pipe.
And when they do that, it's drawing in all the air from the basement, which can have kitty litter, paint thinners, paint, laundry soap.
Anything, yep.
Which can all get burned and attack the heat exchanger.
Right. But when that gas is mixed with the air, yeah, if there's ammonia from a cat litter close by, that would have an adverse effect on the heat exchanger, yes.
So that's why we'd like to take the air from outside.
Well, that and combustion air is precious these days in the new house.
So when you mean precious, I'm now going to finish my basement. I'm going to now wall off that furnace room so I can have more usable space. And if it needs air and the walls are made small,
mm-hmm.
it could starve itself for air.
Right. It'll take it from someplace else. It'll draw it through a bathroom exhaust if there's a bathroom close by, or it'll draw it from the dryer. Unless the dryer's running, the dryer will win that battle. People don't understand, like, your house is a system, and all I mean by that is, like, you've got several things you exhaust. So range hood, dryer, bathroom exhaust fans, all those things take air out of the house. So air has to, you can't, if air wasn't coming back in someplace, you'd live in a vacuum, so which you don't. So all these things, when they exhaust, air has to be replaced. So if your house goes, we call it going negative. If your house goes negative, that's a very bad thing. And that just means that the air leaving is greater than the air coming in to replace it. So you know that if all of a sudden you turned your dryer on and the door shut, just because it's looking for air. Those are telltale signs. So, and they can cause other problems. So we are very cognizant of that, and home builders now have to be very cognizant of that as well. So,
and that's why they've made HRVs mandatory in the building code.
That's correct.
On new homes.
Right. But people don't realize that an HRV is a balanced system. So, I mean, the air it exhausts, it's bringing the same amount of air in. There can be a slight adjustment to make it more positive or negative, but it's not bringing air in just to it's actually doing a function. It's giving you ventilation air. So it exhausts what it brings in. So it's a balanced system. So it's not, they're there because of humidity control and just making, because all homes, all these new homes they build today are so airtight, they need ventilation.
And some of them, it was a switch by the thermostat that said ventilation.
Yeah.
And basically it turned on the highest exhaust fan.
Yes. And but people don't realize, too, is that exhaust fan, there was a grill cut into the side of the house someplace which allowed air in. So otherwise, air has to come in from someplace. So,
well, and people would say, man, that thing's noisy. I'm trying to sleep. And they would turn it off. Mm-hmm. And now you have not have any ventilation in that home.
Yep. It's important. It's extremely important.
Question number two.
Okay.
My fireplace is sparking a few times before it lights. Is this normal?
Well, so they have an ignition system. So, I mean, if it's sparking and not lighting, then that would be a problem. It just sometimes, you know, the gas, depending which way, there might be, I mean, very rarely do you see them ignite on one spark, so one or two is fine. But if it's sitting there for quite some time sparking and not igniting, it needs a maintenance.
And because it's a gas-burning appliance, that maintenance should take every year.
Absolutely.
Should have a maintenance.
Yeah, and that's in the code book as well. That's in TSSA, that any gas-burning appliance needs to be maintained on an annual basis. Yep.
Now, we should fill Juan in on why we were joking and laughing and not really paying attention that the show was starting, because we were celebrating.
What are we celebrating again?
It's only been 53 minutes and you forgot already.
Yeah. Squirrel.
We missed our 100th anniversary show.
That's right. Yes, yeah.
We're now at 103, so we only missed it by 3.
I said, so like he said, oh, it's the 103rd show. I said, what happened to the 100th?
But really, that's just since Peter Inch and Associates have opened up. We're probably closer to 500-600 shows.
Who knows?
But right now we're at 103. So congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Juan.
Thank you for...
No, congratulations, guys. What? That's a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting.
For guys who don't know what they're doing.
No, you guys are... Well, now you guys know what you're doing. Maybe 10 years ago, no, but now it is.
10 years ago, I was absolutely terrified, but not now. Nope. Yeah, it's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, now you even don't plug in your headphones like a second.
That's right. I
became Peter for once. I'm giving you stone. No, I'm sorry. Give you a hard time.
No, it's okay. I'm just trying to be like every other radio personality out there. So, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's so crazy. But seriously, seconds, they're like hours.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to feel, when he's talking and I'm looking and I'm going, seconds are turning into hours.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just sometimes it just feels like forever.
Yeah, well, you know, and Peter likes us to be here well before. We don't want to be running in and, you know, pulling a Kramer inside the studio door just to kind of get here and get our stuff ready.
Oh, it's good that you guys are here. That's good.
Well, and you saw what happened when I didn't follow the routine and tried to use the washroom.
You went over.
In the break. And you hear me thumping down the runway here.
That's kind of funny.
I remember that. Yeah, so that was probably a 100th show.
That's probably, yes, exactly.
That was
his
celebration.
Yeah, he was celebrating the washroom.
And I did, just so you, listeners don't need to hear this, but just so you know, when I was out there, I thought I'd double check.
What?
The women's washroom is on the other hall.
So why are you using the women's washroom?
Well, no. Remember, we had to Vanessa use...
It's a different code. I didn't even have to code myself.
Okay, all right. Whew.
Vanessa right. had to use the men's washroom, and we always said, where was the women's washroom? So I just took a little detour and checked, and it is on the other side.
Knowing you had to be on air, you decided to go wander the building to find the women's washroom?
I'm telling you, seconds are hours.
Right, yes.
He had 10 seconds. He wandered around.
Yeah, he had lots of time, yes.
I'm just, you know, I got to have the knowledge, Steve.
Okay.
Got to know. It's just like one of these days we got to figure out why that one elevator is always padded every Saturday. Is it padded Monday to Friday?
Well, you're talking the one in the other hallway.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always open. It's always got the pads on for moving. Is it like that Monday to Friday the time?
I don't know. I'm not in this building regularly.
I just take this elevator, so I have no idea
either.
Big world problems.
I guess, but you can come here anytime during the week, you know, and check it out.
Well, I may have to, just to my curiosity.
It's going to kill the cat, right? Yeah. Okay. Right. Oh, and there is some curling going on in St. Thomas. The senior provincial qualifiers are there. I'm not playing in it this year, but
why is that, Steve?
We're not playing well enough.
That's why you get to play me.
That's exactly why I get the opportunity to play you, yes. Yeah. But just to let you know, I am playing a little better.
Right. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm going to come out. We did win, did I, last week. Oh. We had 5-0.
So did we.
But I am going to go out there this afternoon and just take a look at it and support the kitchen crew.
Are you? Okay.
Have lunch there.
Nice.
See the curling for a little bit.
All right.
Then I'm going to go. I haven't been to a movie in, I don't know, 20 years.
So you and Barb are going to a movie tonight.
We are going to a movie tonight.
What are you going to go see?
I wanted to go see Barbie, but I was informed that's no longer in the theater. So
Barbie was 2021. No, I'm kidding. It was last year.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah.
I want to go see Jumanji.
Jumanji? Yeah. What are you going to go see?
I don't know. I've left it up to her.
Have you looked?
Nope.
Okay. Well, have fun at the movies.
Yep, I will.
Are you going to get, this is a silly question, right? Are you going to get popcorn, Peter?
100%.
Get a popcorn. Lot of butter.
Yeah, I had popcorn every day at the curling.
Now, this is the question. Do you share popcorn or do you get Barb her own?
No, get Barb a small. I'll take the extra large. We'll be good to go.
All right.
All right. Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week. I'm hurting, babe. I'm broken down. I need your loving, loving. I need it now. When I'm without you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.